Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, Taylor Swift name-checks Charlie Puth on Tortured Poets Department, sparking a flurry of reactions online. Tyler Cameron reveals he has been asked to be The Bachelor 5 times, leaving fans wondering if he will finally say yes. Plus, Stevie Nicks writes an opening poem about heartbreak for Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. I apologize, but I don't have enough context to provide a helpful transition between the two sentences you provided. The closing sentence appears to be incomplete, starting with, "We start off with," without any additional information. If you're able to provide the full closing sentence or more context about the preceding story, I'd be happy to assist in crafting an appropriate transition that flows naturally between the two topics.
Well, David, it seems Charlie Puth and Taylor Swift have had a mutual admiration society going on for a while now. Over the years, Puth has often covered Swift's songs at his shows, praising her songwriting genius. When Swift joined TikTok in 2021, Puth gave her a warm welcome, calling her Piano Prince. Swift responded in kind, saying she'd been lurking on his account for ages. So while the name drop may have caught some fans off guard, it speaks to the respect between these two artists.
Interesting background there. Now, Swift has been dropping hints about the album's content leading up to its release. What has she revealed about her songwriting process and what this album means to her?
During a recent tour stop in Melbourne, Swift opened up about how songwriting for the Tortured Poets Department helped her through a challenging time. She called it a lifeline, saying she's never needed songwriting more than she did for this album. The lyrics are said to be deeply personal, reflecting on the things Swift was going through during the writing process. It's clear this album holds a special place for the singer, reminding her of the healing power of her craft.
Thanks for the insight into Taylor Swift's latest album, Michael. It's fascinating how her songwriting continues to spark conversation and connection. On a different note, let's switch gears to the world of reality TV. Tyler Cameron, a fan favorite from season 15 of The Bachelorette, recently revealed he's been asked to be the lead on The Bachelor multiple times. The reality star opened up about this while appearing on Watch What Happens Live. Here with more details is our correspondent. So just how many times has ABC approached Cameron to be The Bachelor?
Well, David, Cameron confessed that producers have asked him to be The Bachelor probably about 4 or 5 times now. That's a lot of attempts to get him to sign on. However, it doesn't seem like being The Bachelor is high on his priority list at the moment.
Did Cameron elaborate on why he hasn't jumped at the opportunity to be The Bachelor lead despite being asked so many times?
He did provide a bit more context. Cameron said, "I'll never say never about being The Bachelor one day." His philosophy is to tell the greatest story you can tell in life. So while he's not ruling it out entirely, he followed up by saying starring as The Bachelor could maybe be a cool story for him down the road, but not right now.
Cameron, of course, first entered the spotlight as the runner-up on Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette back in 2019. How did he handle that experience of being rejected when Brown chose Jed Wyatt in the end?
It definitely wasn't easy for him. Cameron recently opened up about that rejection, confessing, "I was very upset. I definitely cried a little bit, got a 12-pack of beer, sat in the bathtub for 2 hours, put on some Juice WRLD, and cried, and got over it." So he took the heartbreak pretty hard initially. Of course, Brown later ended her engagement to Wyatt and even asked Cameron out on the After the Final Rose special.
That's right. And the two did spend some time together after the show, including quarantining together for a bit in 2020 during the pandemic. But it never turned into a full-fledged relationship. What's Cameron's current relationship status?
Most recently, Cameron was linked to model Paige Lorenz. However, the two called it quits last August after just a few weeks of dating. Cameron said it simply wasn't the right time for them. He confirmed he is currently single.
Okay, so while Cameron may not be The Bachelor anytime soon, he's still keeping tabs on the franchise. he recently poked fun at the quick split of the Golden Bachelor couple, Jerry Turner and Theresa Nist, who divorced after just 3 months of marriage. What did Cameron have to say about that?
He definitely had some playful commentary on the situation. Cameron joked that Turner and Nist put a true stain on love in the bachelor world with their fast divorce. He quipped, 3 months? They make all of my relationships seem very long. Like, golly, I'm a dating expert compared to them. So he got a bit of a laugh out of that short-lived bachelor marriage.
Thanks for the update on Tyler Cameron. While he may be forging his own path outside the Bachelor franchise for now, another star making waves is Taylor Swift, who just dropped her highly anticipated new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It features a very special contribution from rock legend Stevie Nicks, who wrote the opening poem for the album, titled For Tea and Me, which sets the emotional tone for Swift's latest work. For more on this intriguing collaboration between two iconic singer-songwriters, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about this poem and how it ties into the themes of Swift's new album?
The poem Stevie Nicks wrote for Taylor Swift's album is a poignant reflection on a tumultuous relationship between two lovers. It touches on heartbreak, unmet expectations, and the challenges of a romance that burns too hot to handle. These themes seem to mirror the emotional journey Swift embarks on in the Tortured Poets Department. The album is said to be a deeply personal exploration of Swift's own experiences with longing, heartbreak, and even fury following her breakup with actor Joe Alwyn after a 6-year relationship and a brief subsequent romance with musician Mattie Healy.
It's interesting that Nicks chose to contribute a spoken word piece rather than vocals or music to the album. What do you think motivated that choice, and what does it add to Swift's work?
Stevie Nicks has actually revealed in past interviews that she keeps a secret poetry book filled with works that have never evolved into full songs. So it seems fitting for her to share one of those intimate, unreleased pieces with Swift for this album. The fact that it's a written and spoken prologue rather than a musical collaboration adds to the confessional, diaristic tone that Swift seems to be going for with the Tortured Poets Department. It's a very meta touch for an album all about emotional storytelling.
Swift and Nicks have performed together in the past and seem to have a connection when it comes to their raw, honest approach to songwriting. Has Nicks talked about that bond before?
Yes, in an interview last fall, Nicks expressed her admiration for Swift's songwriting and shared a piece of advice she hopes the younger artist has learned from her, to always tell the truth in her music. Nicks said, "I never don't tell the truth." And I think that's something that if Taylor Swift, who is my friend, if Taylor got anything from me, that's what she got. I don't ever lie in my songs. And if you broke up with me, I don't put, "I broke up with you." I tell the truth, always. It seems Swift has taken that to heart with the brutally honest songs on this new album.
It will be fascinating to see how fans and critics react to this unique collaboration between two celebrated wordsmiths from different generations. Thanks for those insights on Taylor Swift's new album, Abby. Moving on to some less fortunate news from the entertainment world, Chris Pratt is hard at work on his latest project, but it seems he suffered a painful setback. The actor shared photos on Instagram of a nasty ankle injury he sustained on the set of his upcoming sci-fi thriller, Mercy. For more on this, we're joined now by our correspondent. What can you tell us about Pratt's injury and how it might impact filming?
Well, David, it looks like Pratt was attempting to do some of his own stunts when things took a painful turn. In his Instagram post, he showed off photos of his ankle with a makeshift ice pack after apparently hitting it on a metal post. The second photo revealed a fresh scar. While Pratt praised his stunt team, he admitted Daddy caught a metal post to the ankle and said it should be interesting moving forward. So it seems the injury could potentially cause some challenges or delays as filming continues.
Pratt is certainly no stranger to physically demanding roles, especially with his work in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Star-Lord. Do we know much about this new project, Mercy, and the role he's taken on?
Mercy is an upcoming sci-fi thriller where Pratt plays a detective accused of a violent crime in a future where such crimes have become rampant. He'll have to fight to prove his innocence. The film also stars Rebecca Ferguson, Rafi Gavron, and others. No release date has been announced yet, as it seems to still be in the relatively early stages of production, now on day 4 of filming, according to Pratt's post. But whenever it does arrive, Pratt is likely to have the proud support of his father-in-law, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has praised his work in the past.
Right. Schwarzenegger recently raved about Pratt's performance in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 earlier this year. It seems Pratt has the approval of his famous father-in-law.
Absolutely. Schwarzenegger has made it clear he's a big fan of Pratt, both as an actor and as a husband to his daughter Catherine, saying the two fit really well together. As fellow actors, Pratt and Schwarzenegger apparently bond over show business as well, discussing how the industry has evolved over the years. Of course, being a doting grandfather to Pratt and Catherine's young daughters is a big part of their relationship too. So there's a great family dynamic there to go along with the mutual respect as performers.
It's good to hear Pratt has a strong support system as he recovers from this injury and moves forward with his new project. We wish him all the best. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.